What would you think would be your top 5 tips to help somebody improve their game?
Well, it's actually really funny because I just wrote an article about this a couple of weeks ago. I think that there's 5 immutable laws of pickup that I teach, and I really like that title because it's really hyperbolic and it sounds smart and trendy. But there really are 5 things that I think really boil game down to just things that any guy can do that will help their results with girls, right? So the first one is something that I got from my wing, Captain Jack, who's another guy who's really acclaimed in the community, who's produced some amazing stuff, pretty much the undisputed master of same-night lays. And he says, whatever doesn't help you, ignore it, right? Anything that doesn't help you get the girl, just ignore it. If you want to talk about being non-reactive, you want to talk about having a strong frame, you want to talk about frame control, all of that stuff that's so vital to a pickup really does boil down to what you focus your attention on. So if something can't help you, like for instance, a girl says, I have a boyfriend, right? There's really no good that's going to come out of that conversational thread. No matter how good your game is, it's still just an objection. And the more you explore it or add attention to it, the worse it gets. My favorite story about this actually came when me and Captain Jack were out, and we had pulled these 2 girls to a diner, which is a horrible mistake. I'd like to add my 6th immutable law of pickup is that when you're pulling, don't stop to get food. Go straight to your house. But we went to this diner, and CJ was talking to his girl, and he was like, oh, that's a nice tattoo that you have there. And it was like a clover on her wrist. And she's like, oh, thanks, but it's really, it's a bad tattoo because I got it the day my dad dies. And so, right, there's just like a landmine bomb right there, right? Horrible emotions, like possibly crying. And CJ looks at her and he goes, wow, it's really bright in here. Like just completely changes the subject. Like it's not even a big deal. And we all ended up going home. But yeah, that's a big one. And that's something that a lot of guys don't do, especially smart guys. Like the community is full of really, really intelligent people. And that's kind of a problem because we tend to overthink and overanalyze. That's kind of why a lot of naturals tend to be on the dumber side, because they're just too dumb to understand what's going on. So they're just like, oh, girl, I like girl. Yeah. Grab girl. Come here. Let's leave.
I completely hear you. And that's the thing is that as soon as we're presented with a problem, we feel we have to fix it. And what you're saying is like the rule number one is actually don't worry about trying to fix it. Just ignore it and move on.
Exactly. So I'd say that's the first one.